Hey folks, thanks for visiting me today. If it's your first time, our goal on this channel is basically to pick up where the schools are failing us. Do you know that most high school students don't even know how to balance a checkbook? So they don't know about the stock market. They don't know anything about the bond markets. They don't know anything about mutual funds, ETFs, tax returns, anything like that. So my goal here is to help you guys understand the markets. We have an emphasis on mortgages because I'm a mortgage advisor. So if you're out there looking to buy your first house, or maybe you bought your first house and you're trying to get educated, can I refinance? Can I debt consolidation? What programs are available for me out there? Those are the things that I would like to talk to you guys about. So without further ado, let's get over to what we're going to talk about today. So in the world of economics right now in news, all you hear about is the Federal Reserve, is inflation. So we had some big inflation numbers come in today. Without further ado, let's get over to it. But I got a little trick for you today. I'm going to show you some headlines, and then you guys tell me what the inflation numbers came out looking like today. So let's go to the first thing here, and we see right here. Let's go to all the way to the top, and the first thing you're going to see here is inflation rises just 1% in March. Okay, but you're still thinking, and 5% from a year ago as Fed rate hikes take hold. So you're thinking, okay, inflation rose 0.1, so what's the market's going to do? Because we're looking for inflation to actually start dropping. So if it's up 0.1, what are the markets doing? Well, I'll show you that here in a second. But let's go to the other headlines, and we're going to see right through here. CPI report comes in cool as prices post slowest rise since May of 2021. That sounds a little bit better. But what's actually the truth behind things? So economic calendar for today, the basic thing we're looking at for today and today only, this is the headlines, what in the world's going on with inflation? So we got the three big numbers that came out today. Let me explain these to you. We have core CPI. MOM means month over month. So what core means is they pulled out, or they stripped out of these numbers, food and energy. Okay, why? Because they're way too volatile. I'll give my analogy again for gas. And gas is nuts right now. My way to work yesterday, gas was $3.01. On my way home last night, it was It was $4.01 on my way in yesterday. On my way at home last night, it was $4.55 in one day. Today on my way to work, it's $4.25. What in the world's going on? This is the same gas station, so whatever. So that's why strips out food and energy. Got that. Then we got the CPI month over month. That's what MOM means. And then we have the CPI YOY, year over year. So let's see where they came in at. The previous reading here is 0.5. Analysts and economists thought it was going to come in at 0.4. Came in at 0.4. Okay, good. We came in right as expected, so shouldn't be any market movers. The next thing is we see CPI month over month. Previous reading was 0.4. Expectations 0.2. We came in at 0.1, 25% of where we were last month. You got to look at it in those terms. You might not see, okay, 0.4 to 0.1, no big deal, but it's a 75% reduction, okay? So then you go over to the CPI year over year. We were at 6. Economists and everybody was expecting a 5.2, came in at 5. So these numbers are actually going in the perfect direction on where we want. Now, the Federal Reserve, when they make these changes, things aren't going to spin on a dime. It's going to take time for all this to work through the systems. So let's get over to these headlines again and really dissect what's going on. So the inflation there, let's go down through anything else here that we should be concerned about, because I want to bring you guys up to speed. Here it is. Homebuyer mortgage demand jumps after interest rates drop to 2-month lows. So mortgage rates are coming down. I'm going to go over that in a second. So that's the big headlines on CNBC. Let's go see if Yahoo Finance has anything else. And usually in the mornings, we check Yahoo Finance. We check out what's going on with Bitcoin. So I was saying at Bitcoin at about 27, 28, I'm not a buyer. I'm not recommending you guys buy or sell. I'm not a mortgage. I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not licensed to trade stocks. I'm just giving you what I do, and I'm trying to do this for educational and entertainment purposes. So you see Bitcoin right now, it's still exceeding 30,000. It's holding steady right there. That's usually a hedge against inflation. And then let's go down here. Inflation will take some time to improve, strategist says. Well, yes, because it took time for it to rise. It's going to take some time for it to drop. So with all this data, what in the world's going on with mortgage rates? Because that's why you're here. You want to see what is going on with mortgage rates. The biggest reason in today's world, home affordability. We haven't seen that market crash for housing like a lot of people were expecting. I wasn't. And I was saying, you know, guys, when you're looking to buy, if you're comfortable buying at these rates with this payment at this price, buy it. As long as you're staying in that house for 5 years, you're most likely going to be in a fantastic situation. So what's going on with the mortgage rates right now? What we do is we follow the mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street that determines, this is the biggest instrument on Wall Street that determines your mortgage rate. Okay, it's a mortgage-backed security. Obviously, you're not going to watch treasury yields or anything else. You want to watch something in the mortgage part. All you need to know is right here, there's an inverse relationship between this number right here and mortgage rates. If this number goes up, then mortgage rates are coming down. The bigger this number is up or down, the bigger the rate is going to be adjusted up or down. So this, we're probably going to see about a 0.08 adjustment in rates today. Well, let's see where we finished yesterday. Oh, you can see basically across the board, all rates went up yesterday, 0.02, nothing. And you might even see today just a little reprieve here. So we might see rates back at 6.5 range, something like that. But this is Mortgage News Daily. What they do is they survey mortgage lenders all over the country. Here's the rates that they come up with. This is an analogy of, or this breakdown is, somebody looking to buy a house, their first home, it's going to be their primary home. They're putting 20% down and have a 740 credit score. This is where their mortgage rates would be, okay? So based on all the banks out there and the mortgage lenders, they send in their rates, and this is the blended average. So if your credit scores are a little bit higher and you're putting more money down, maybe your rate's a little bit better. If your credit score is a little worse and you're putting less money down, your rate's probably going to be a little bit higher. How do you find out? Schedule a consultation with us down below. So if you're in the market right now, you're like, hey, I've been on my job for 6 months or a year. Can I get qualified? I'm self-employed. My tax returns don't look good. Can I get qualified? I'm only on Social Security or a pension. Can I still buy a loan, buy a home, or refinance to get a lower payment because I closed in January and my rate's 7% and I see rates in that right now are in the sixes. So all those, if you have any questions like that or more, just schedule a consultation or call us. All the information is down below. So thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to come back at 3 o'clock today where I do my live reports, but I'm gonna challenge you. If you guys come in at 3 o'clock, all I'm asking you to do, participate, ask questions. It's a live event that I'm mainly doing it for you guys out there to ask questions about stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and real estate. Use my information that I've learned over the 30 years of doing this in the mortgage business to make sure you guys are making prudent decisions. God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.